Useful Publications, Language and Inclusion. Girls, Educational Equity and Mother Tongue-Based Teaching. Carol Benson, UNESCO Bangkok, 2005. This publication looks at the links between girls, education and exclusion, the barriers to girls' inclusion, and mother tongue-based education approaches for improving girls' participation. See www.unescobkk.org/elib/publication/girls_edu_equity/girls_edu.pdf. Highland Children's Educational Project, a pilot project on bilingual education in Cambodia, UNESCO 2005. This report documents the model of bilingual primary education provided in the northeastern province of Ratanakere. It looks at issues of policy and the implementation and expansion of the project. Available from https://unesco.org/images/0013/00135/139595e.pdf. ID21 Insights, Education No. 5, 2006. This edition focuses on children's right to learn in their own language. It contains articles about Bolivia, Vietnam, and India, and also covers issues such as gender and language, and the cost-effectiveness of mother tongue teaching and learning. Available in English, French, and Spanish from www.id21.org/insights/insights-edo5/index.html. Mother Language First, Kagrachari Hill District Council, Zabarang Kalyan Samiti, and Save the Children, 2007. This report documents the work carried out on mother tongue-based multilingual education in Bangladesh. Available as a PDF file on CD or by email from EENET. Mother Tongue Education is Best, by Kathleen Hugh. This short article provides a useful overview of the issues surrounding the use of mother tongue in education, including its impact on learning outcomes and cost effectiveness. Available from www.hsrc.ac.za/hsrc_review_article-14.html. SIL International's website. SIL is an international linguistic NGO. SIL language teams live within language communities and study phonetics, phonology, and grammar. They help develop written scripts, produce mother tongue materials, and run literacy and education programs. Their website contains a range of articles, guidance documents, and research papers on multilingual education and mother tongue literacy. See www.sil.org/literacy. Many of the documents listed here are available on the internet. If you are based in a southern country and are unable to access these documents online, contact EENET and we will put them onto a CD-ROM for you, or send you printouts. Key articles from international conventions. From the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child, 1989, Article 30, quote, "In those states in which ethnic, religious, or linguistic minorities, or persons of indigenous origin exist, a child belonging to such a minority, or who is indigenous, shall not be denied the right, in community with other members of his or her group, to enjoy his or her own culture, to profess and practice his or her own religion, and to use his or her own language. And from the Convention Concerning Indigenous and Tribal Peoples in Independent Countries, 1989, Article 28, quote, 1. Children belonging to the peoples concerned shall, wherever practicable, be taught to read and write in their own indigenous language, or in the language most commonly used by the group to which they belong. When this is not practicable, the competent authorities shall undertake consultations with these peoples with a view to the adoption of measures to achieve this objective. 2. Adequate measures shall be taken to ensure that these peoples have the opportunity to attain fluency in the national language or in one of the official languages of the country. 3. Measures shall be taken to preserve and promote the development and practice of the indigenous languages of the people concerned.